This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I had an apartment in Los Angeles, and I had a neighbor, and whenever he would knock on my wall, I knew he wanted me to turn my music down, and that made me angry because I like loud music. So when he knocked on the wall, I'd mess with his head. I'd say, go around. I cannot open the wall. I don't know if you have a doorknob on the other side, but over here there's nothing.
March 27th, 2025. Going up to only 64 degrees today. Congratulations, Katie. Your chilly willy weather's
yes,
back.
Yes, thank goodness.
And it is chilly willy for the foreseeable future, as far as my app is telling me. There's even rain in the forecast next week. Stupid Sacramento spring tricking us again. Mitch Hedberg, by the way. R.I.P. God, that guy was a genius.
Yeah. Didn't you, like, interview his dad one time or something?
Mitch Hedberg's dad? Did I interview Mitch Hedberg's dad?
I could swear you did.
Maybe. I saw Mitch Hedberg. Listen to this lineup. Now, this might only just be for comedy nerds, but Katie and I know that this was one show that I saw.
Okay.
It was Mitch Hedberg,
yep.
Louis Black,
oh.
And Dave Attell.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. I drove 3 hours for that show with a bunch of friends.
And
It was worth it.
Yeah.
How is everybody doing?
Sweaty.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Not a pause again.
No. We can't do this. I mean, you're wearing a really big hoodie.
Really big.
It's thick.
It's really heavy.
Are you wearing anything underneath
it? No.
Why'd you do that?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because I knew that fake Sacramento spring was coming.
Yeah.
And so it was going to be chilly.
Right.
Right. And so I thought, I'll be fine. I don't need to put anything on underneath this. I'm not going to have to take it off.
Well, that's outside.
Yeah.
Well, I was sweating then, too.
Oh, God.
Right. So.
Oh, man.
It's.
You know, somebody just said they found it amusing that I don't wear anything underneath of sweatshirts.
Like, amusing?
Like, in a way that, like, they were, like, kind of busting my balls, but, like, not in, like, a mean way.
Yeah.
They thought it was really weird that I didn't wear something underneath of my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And I never really have.
I don't think that that's weird. Not for a boy.
Right on either.
I think that's pretty common for boys. No?
Apparently not.
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
Apparently not.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know what I'm going to do, you guys.
Well, you're going to sweat.
Yeah, that's sweat what, that's or what do you're going to do. Show shirtless.
Kevin did say I'm with family, and if I want to take my shirt off, he's comfortable with
it. Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean, I can only see you from the neck down, so if you want to do that, just warn us before you stand up.
Okay. And I never look in your direction anyway, so we're good. God.
Why? Is that a choice?
No.
Oh, okay.
Privacy.
Oh, privacy. He wants to give you privacy during the show.
Okay, good. Thank you.
For all reasons.
Thank you very much.
So there's a couple things I wanted to do. First of all, we have to talk about this. Today is opening day of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And congratulations if that's something that you look forward to. And our company, which is now led by our fearless leader, who's a sensitive soul, our general manager.
Yeah.
And loves team building. And he told everybody a while ago, sent out an email, on opening day of Major League Baseball, we're going to wear Major League Baseball attire.
Right.
And then that was changed at some point to just sports attire.
Which is a good move because, I mean,
I don't have any baseball stuff.
Right. Are you
our station gear.
What?
Oh,
our station gear is a baseball jersey.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they meant.
That doesn't count.
I don't think that they meant a shirt in the shape of a jersey.
No.
It's like to celebrate a team.
I'm pissed.
It's to celebrate sport.
Right.
Well, today.
Today's spirit jersey day.
Kevin and I did not wear spirit jersey stuff.
Well, it's not our fault.
We didn't wear sports
stuff. It's not your fault?
I feel like it's firmly our fault.
No, it's because of Katie.
What?
How is this Katie?
She usually reminds us.
He's got me there.
Crap. We have a lot of things going on, okay? If you remember to get your own spirit stuff and you didn't text the crew, I think it's on you.
In fairness, I forgot about it until just this morning.
Right, and you could have busted out your phone, was like, hey guys,
don't remember.
Or remember, it's spirit jersey day.
Okay. By the time I put this on, you had already texted that you were running late, but on your way.
Right.
Could've, so what were you going to do?
Made a U-turn, grabbed my Kings jersey.
You would have been even more late?
I mean, it would have been funny if I wore my Sacramento Kings Fox jersey today because he's not a part of the Kings and I forgot to get my refund.
You're right. That would be funny.
Can you get a refund for that? No way.
Apparently, there's a thing where if they switch teams, you can go back and then get a new jersey because they're not on this team anymore.
Really?
But I don't know if it's true. It's rumor. It's basketball rumor.
You know, all those basketball rumors. Okay, so what are you guys going to do?
That's
because
a great question.
Now it looks like you guys don't want to be team players.
It looks like we don't want to be team players. It looks like we hate our general manager.
No.
Right.
He's going to take this so
personally.
I'm going to say I don't have baseball jersey.
Okay. Well,
but it was changed to all sports.
Right.
Well, I didn't get that email.
You did.
And it's in your calendar.
But maybe we could say we didn't see that.
Okay. I have a plan.
Okay.
You're not going to like it, but it'll work. You know when you see in football games, a bunch of guys get together, they take their shirt off, and they paint letters onto their body, they stand together, and then it reads out Broncos or whatever, right?
Yes.
Okay, you have to let me paint your bellies.
Do you have paint?
There's paint here somewhere.
I have red body paint in the car.
Obviously. Okay.
So, there's only two of us.
Yeah.
So what are we going to spell out?
Okay.
Because I don't hate this idea.
Okay, you can spell
it. I don't hate it, but... Go.
Go.
Okay.
Interesting choice. Okay. Now, I know we're very limited by two-letter words. Okay, so go. All right, we'll put that on the list.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's not... Okay, K.O.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
K.O. That's boxing.
Okay.
Yeah. And we can say it's our favorite boxer.
George Foreman.
Oh!
Because he just
R.I.P.
passed. Yeah.
Didn't he make a grill?
Yeah,
yes,
we talked about
it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was a boxer first. What about if we could 44? He could be 4.
Okay.
I could be 9, and we could write ERS.
Genius.
I don't get it.
49ers.
Oh.
Okay.
Football.
Yes, football.
Very yeah. good, Kevin. Yes.
And you've got your red body paint for yes. it. We'll unpack that later.
Right. Yeah.
You could use that.
Okay.
And it's 49ers colors.
Now, how much trouble do you think we're going to get into walking around without a shirt on?
HR won't be here, right?
Well, I feel like the HR doesn't have to be here right. for somebody to file a complaint.
So I think you're not in trouble.
Okay.
Because it's...
Spirit
it. Yeah, it's
yeah,
your
people
spirit.
Do it at you're games.
You're showing your spirit.
Yes. Okay, all
right. Right, and you're men.
And we're men.
So show your nipples. Society says it's fine.
Yeah,
not
right.
for me. No. I have to pack these things away.
Put them away.
Right.
Don't ever let them out.
No.
But our nipples can be almost anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
this is a great plan. 49ers.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, there is going to be some sort of company picture.
I don't want to be half naked in the picture.
Okay, but it'll go out to all the different, Odyssey.
That's even worse.
But it'll make you guys look like you're really in it.
Or are we going to look like two people who clearly forgot to wear sports attire?
And then
attire.
They just took off the shirt.
It could look like that also.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie has been on a real kick of flying close to the sun for her because she has fears about the ocean.
Big fears.
Yet seems like she can't stop Googling stories about the ocean.
It's not. It comes up in my feeds and then I can't get away from it because it becomes part of my algorithm.
One of the stories is that there is now a new search commissioned for the Malaysian flight from 2014 that went down.
And nobody knows where it went down.
Right. So we're just going to scour the ocean for it again. And you know, Katie and I think, are on the same level. Like, just let it go. I think at this point is try not to be cold and callous about it. But that's the ocean's plane.
Well, yeah. And I don't know. I know the idea is to give closure to the families. And I understand that. But at this point, I'm not sure what closure it's actually going to provide. And I don't know. I could be wrong.
Right.
Maybe that makes a world of difference. I can't see how it does, but maybe if you have information, it helps. I don't know.
And the reason why they probably won't find it is it might have fallen in one of these deep, 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 deep trenches that Katie is just now learning about because of another article.
I'm not just now learning about them. I am learning, though, that scientists have sent, a deep sea robot to the Mariana Trench. It is capable of swimming/crawling 34,776, I assume, feet.
Wow.
Below the water surface. It says that the robot will help scientists explore the planet's deep oceans safely because they're operated remotely. Obviously, I prefer that.
Well, sure.
I'm glad it's a robot.
Sure.
But
isn't it just...
I'm gonna Google Mariana Trench.
Hold on a second. Before you do, I already did some Googling.
Oh, God.
34,000 feet.
Yeah.
Is 6.5 miles.
Okay.
6.5 miles straight down.
Oh, no.
Now, hold on. I'm going to tell you something else to give you perspective. And this isn't going to matter to anybody else except for Katie.
Okay.
Your house from this studio is 5.5 miles. So think about your commute.
Okay.
And how long how long it takes you.
Oh, God.
Going 75, 80 miles an hour down 65. That, it's a little bit further. Straight
that
down
is,
into a hole in the earth.
This is the meanest thing you've ever done. This is so... Do I have the guts to even...
See, and here's the thing. Here's where my brain goes. What's down there? Think about what could be down there.
You know what? It's showing me videos. I can't even look at them.
Why?
I can't even look at them.
What is the video?
It's of the Mariana Trench.
Is it a video of like... What?
I don't know. I stopped looking. I clicked out of it. I can't do it. You know that I can't do it. I can't do it.
I'm so fascinated by the fact that there's even life down there.
Oh, God.
Blows my mind.
It is. It's too much. Maybe there isn't life down there.
There is, though.
How do you know?
I think because, have we ever been to the Mariana Trench?
To the very bottom?
Yeah.
I don't know. This robot makes it seem like it's new. Oh,
here it comes.
Okay.
Yes.
No!
Humans have reached the bottom of the Mariana Trench, specifically Challenger Deep, the deepest known point of the ocean. The deepest, Kevin, the deepest known point of the ocean.
That sounds terrifying. Right. Why are we talking about that?
And we did it in 1960.
That's just scary.
That's why? Oh, why? God. Why?
No, really. Who thought of going down there back in the day?
You know what? Maybe there are things we don't need to know. And maybe we don't need to know what's down there, because I don't know what's down there and I'm thriving.
Here we go. Is there life at the bottom of the Mariana Trench? Yes. Mm. Despite the extreme pressure, the lack of sunlight, the frigid temperatures, life exists at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. That makes me want to swear. Your house from this studio, not even as far.
It literally, okay, what do I keep doing?
You keep grabbing your shoulders.
I keep hugging myself.
You're shivering.
I keep hugging myself because the idea of it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I have to self-support.
Wow. And it's just a matter of time before we send James Cameron down there.
Leave him alone.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we talked a lot about the movie Rust, where the cinematographer was accidentally killed on the set. You know this story. Alec Baldwin faced some serious jail time, but he got out of the situation. And now was, well, what do we do with this movie? And they decided, the studio decided, well, we're going to release it. And then it kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
And yesterday, the trailer came out for the movie Rust. Now, if you want to see it, just text Rust, R-U-S-T, to 916-909-1065. 909-1065, the word Rust. As a movie guy, mm-hmm. as a movie critic, I will say that I think it looks good.
Really?
Yes. In fact, not only does it look good, and it's tragic. The cinematography looks stunning.
Gavin.
It does. Oh, it looks, boy. It looks like a, like, I don't know. It just does. It okay. looks beautiful. It's how the trailer ends that I have a problem with.
Okay. That, oh, okay. So you didn't have a problem with any of the other parts? Like, well, the fact that they put it out at all?
We discussed that part. Should they have put the movie out? And I think it, back then, I'm pretty sure I took the stance of like, I mean, release it. Almost like as like, you know, she died trying to make this, you okay. know, as a,
I like, it. Okay.
But the end of the trailer ends like this. And I'm going to play just the ending of the trailer. It's quiet and it's moody. The word Rust comes up on the screen. There's the title of the movie.
Okay.
And then there's like a quick, like 3 second, 5 second scene after the title of the movie. And this is the thing that they wanted you to end the trailer on.
Okay.
Haven't anybody known neither one of us?
It is a gun scene, and I'm pretty sure it's the scene that they were filming when she died. It's a shootout in a church. And
that is where it happened.
In that church.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how many scenes take place in that church, but it seemed like that's the scene.
Even if it wasn't the scene, it is implied that it is the scene.
Correct. So like, it seems like, did they like, are they leaning into this now?
It sure seems like it. It seems like at this point, they are banking on people's morbid curiosity.
I mean,
and I think that's awful.
And people have it though. Like that's why if you want to see Rust, the trailer for it, text right now, Rust, R-U-S-T, to 909-1065. See the last 5 seconds for yourself. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm not. It looks like a church.
I mean, the fact that they're putting it out at all to me is terrible. But the fact that they are, who was going to go see this movie prior to all of this? I doubt it was going to be any kind of blockbuster.
You're probably right.
So now,
although what movie is a blockbuster anymore?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, it wasn't something people were going to be talking about, you know?
Right.
So it's like they know that. And the only way that this is going to get people's attention is to use this woman's tragic death.
I mean, I can't say that you're wrong. It does kind of seem like they're leaning into it. They're hoping that this awful thing is the bad publicity they need to make people curious enough to buy a ticket when they wouldn't have.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Prior to all this happening, do you think you would have watched this movie? And now that it has happened, do you think you're going to watch this movie?
I would not have seen this movie probably before.
Okay.
Because it looks like it probably would have like gone, it ended up on Peacock or something. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. Straight to streaming.
And I think I will see it now.
Gavin.
Is that why is that? Why is that so bad?
Because it is. It's sort of co-signing their decision. Yeah.
What if I don't spend any money on it? What if I contact the studio and I'm like, hey, I'm a movie critic. Can I see this movie?
Are you gonna give it a review?
Which
would be basically advertising
right.
it.
Katie's
not
right.
if it's a bad review.
Oh, okay.
You better give it a bad review, bitch.
Well, that's not how it works.
Well, then no, you can't watch it. You're not allowed.
I don't know. I mean, I do kind of go back to like, she wanted this movie to come out. She wanted
not as much as probably she wanted to live.
No, that's right. Definitely true.
Yeah, if we asked her, listen, this movie can come out, or you can live to watch your children grow up.
Right, right.
I don't think she'd say it's worth it.
No, I'm sure she wouldn't.
Right. And her poor family. No, you can't. Gavin, you can't.
If you want to see the trailer.
Stop showing people this trailer.
Text Rust to 909-1065. And then after you see it, you text in to your comments. And would you see this movie? Or are you like Katie and Gavin, or are you going to tackle me to the ground so that
right.
I cannot ever see this movie?
Force you to be moral.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The Jonas Brothers are coming to Sacramento, coming back to Sacramento. They're going to be at the Golden One Center on September 26th. Tickets are available now, but if you want to win some, you got to be caller 17, just like Sandy. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Are you a big Jonas Brothers fan?
I am.
Yeah. I love how Jonas Brothers fans are now like full-grown adults.
Yeah, we are.
So funny. All right, yeah. So we've been playing this game all week. We weren't sure if we were actually going to be able to make it last all week, and it looks like we are, which is, I'm going to say, very impressive. However, unfortunately for you, it is harder than it has been earlier in the week.
Okay.
We're playing Know the Bro, and you have. Okay. We're going to give you a celebrity. You have to say what the name of their brother is.
Okay.
All right. And we're only going to give you 10 seconds to come up with that.
Are these, Gavin?
Oh, let me see. Some are, you know what I'm going to say? Some are easy.
Okay.
And some are very hard.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Sandy, I believe in you. We're going to start off with, I'm going to say, a mid on hardness, okay?
Okay.
Ariana Grande.
Frankie Grande.
See, there you
go!
All right. What do I know? Okay, I thought that was mid. So, okay, there you go. Got 1 point. That's fantastic.
Sweet.
All right. Let's do some harder ones
okay.
now. All right. Rosanna Arquette.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. I know it.
Rosanna Arquette.
I can't think.
Can I? Oh,
Peter?
David Arquette.
David Arquette.
Thank you.
Dewey from the Scream movies.
Yeah, also the former Mr. Courtney Cox.
There you go. All right, you got three left. I believe in you. Here we go. Charlie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
That is correct.
Oh, I would not have gotten that.
Right.
Charlie Murphy.
I would not have gotten that.
Really?
No.
Charlie Murphy looks just like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I know that. I just, sometimes I forget Eddie Murphy's a person.
Oh, yeah. He's still a person.
I just forget about him.
I don't know
why.
Used to live in Granite Bay.
I know.
Crazy. All right. You only need one more. Yeah. You're doing great. Now this one's going to be hard. Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts.
Bobby Roberts?
Not Bobby Roberts.
Bobby Roberts would be so funny.
That would be so.
That would mean his name was Robert Roberts.
Your name Robert Roberts? It's legally Bobby.
Oh God, what is his name?
You can picture his face.
I can picture his face and her niece.
He was in a Marcus Allen movie as well. His name is Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts.
Oh. Eric Roberts. All right. That's you
never
know what?
Would have gotten it.
There's one left. You need one more point. I think you can do this. All right, here we go. 10 seconds on the board for Jonas Brothers tickets. Luke Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Yes!
There you go. Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson. There's actually another Wilson brother, too. I forget what his name is. Congratulations, though, Sandy. You got a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
Thank you so much.
You got it. And so great news. Welcome. We've got enough to play one more time.
Woo-hoo!
Unbelievable.
We did it.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Tag us okay. in all of the pictures that you take that night, though, okay?
For sure.
All right. You got it. I think she was about to say thank you.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She has really been on a tear, as you can tell by the big jackpot on Are You Smarter Than Katie? $360 is what we're playing for today. And I want to welcome to the show Chase from Vacaville. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
Welcome to the wake-up call. Welcome to Are You Smarter Than Katie? I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. As I said, it's a big fat jackpot of $360. Are you going to take it or are we going to add to it? Let's find out. Katie has left the studio. Five questions, news and pop culture. Here we go. Chapel Roan was on the Call Her Daddy podcast and shocked everyone when she said she is in a relationship. The singer who says everyone should be single says she's dated a guy for 6 months and they are in love. Wow. Who hosts Call Her Daddy?
Her name is Alex.
Question two. Disney dropped a teaser video yesterday that shows chairs for all the stars of Avengers Doomsday, and it was impressive. To name just a few of the shocks were Patrick Stewart, Alan Cumming, Kelsey Grammer, and Ian McKellen reprising their X-Men characters. Name one of the characters that they played.
Sorry, what were their names again?
Patrick Stewart, Alan Cumming, Kelsey Grammer, or Ian McKellen?
Professor X.
And question three. The Handmaid's Tale is a very popular and relevant show on Hulu, and the star is Elizabeth Moss. She was recently asked, what is the strangest thing that happened to you on set? And her answer was, when somebody stole her underwear from her trailer. When was the thong invented? Was it 1956, 1966, or 1976?
66.
Question four, Netflix is reviving Scooby-Doo and Not for Kids. The 8-episode miniseries will be live action and will be made for a more adult audience, leaning into the horror and adult jokes. What do you think about that, Kevin?
I love it.
I think it's kind of interesting. What was the name of the van that the gang drove around in?
The Mystery Machine.
And question five, 50 Cent attended a city council meeting for a town in Louisiana yesterday. The reason why is because he's part of a team that's building a sports and entertainment center for the community, and he needed to secure the 30-year lease on the building. If they pay $7,000 a year, after 30 years, how much have they paid?
$210,000.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Chase, what are we doing in Vacaville? How is it down there?
It's pretty nice.
Yeah? What's going on today?
Oh, just working in Fairfield.
And wow. What do you do in Fairfield? Jelly Belly Factory, probably.
That would be nice. No, I do building maintenance.
Building maintenance. All right. Listen, Jelly Belly Factory needs maintenance.
Needs maintenance, too. Come on.
Call Chase.
It is.
Come on, guys. All right. I'm putting Chase on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Chapel Roan, America's sweetheart, was on Call Her Daddy podcast and shocked everybody when she said she's in a relationship.
Why was that shocking?
Because she's like eternally single. She like has like big single positivity.
Okay.
She says everybody should be single.
Okay.
But she said she's been in a relationship secretly for 6 months and she's in love.
Okay.
All right. Oh. Who hosts Call Her Daddy?
Alex.
Yes. Alex Cooper is her name. Question two, Disney dropped a trailer, not really a trailer, but it was like a teaser video for the movie Avengers Doomsday showing the cast. It was a bunch of chairs. You probably saw it. You probably loved it.
Right, of course.
All these chairs with all these different actors' names on it, and it went on and on and on. But the big shockers were names like Patrick Stewart, Alan Cumming, Kelsey Grammer, and Ian McKellen,
okay,
who will be reprising their X-Men characters for the movie.
Right.
Name just one of those X-Men characters.
You said Patrick Stewart?
I did.
Professor X.
Yes!
Yeah!
The others. Kevin, who were the others?
Nightcrawler, Beast, and Magneto.
That is correct.
The other thing I would have said is Magneto.
Yeah. I hope...
Because he's Neato.
He is Neato. He's
just,
yeah.
I hate you.
I hope, Kevin, they give Nightcrawler a much bigger part in this one.
Guys, I am not going to waste my time listening to this.
Some people love it.
Some people love it.
Then talk to those people.
We are.
Right.
Talking to each other.
Not during my segment.
Question three, The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
The star of it is Elizabeth Moss.
Yep.
And she was asked, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened to you on the set of that show?
Okay.
She said it was when somebody stole her underwear out of the trailer.
Like her actual underwear or her handmade underwear?
I think it was her actual underwear.
That's very strange.
Yeah. When was the thong invented?
Okay.
Was it 1956, 1966, or 1976?
Probably 1976.
That is correct.
Yeah.
1976. And question...
I bet that was a hard sell, too.
Yeah.
It's going to go where?
Right. But you say you don't feel it.
I can't wear anything but a thong now.
I get it. Anything but.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Question four. Netflix is reviving Scooby-Doo, but this time it's not for kids.
Okay, that makes it a little better.
It's an 8-episode miniseries. It's going to be live action, and it's going to be more for an adult audience.
Okay,
it's
probably because kids don't know who Scooby-Doo is.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
What was the name of the van that the gang drove around in?
The Mystery Machine.
Yes, it was the Mystery Machine. And question five, 50 Cent attended a city council meeting for a little town in Louisiana. Could you imagine showing up to a city council meeting because the street light outside your house is too bright? And all of a sudden, 50 Cent standing
in a bulletproof vest for some reason.
The reason he was there was because he's part of a team that's building a sports and entertainment complex for the community, which is awesome. Yeah. And he needed to secure the 30-year lease on the building.
Aww.
I know. If they pay $7,000 a year,
okay,
after 30 years, how much is that?
What's the question?
If they pay $7,000.
Got it. Shut up. Hold on. 210,000.
Kevin.
I can't.
That is correct.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, there are people who have noticed that you have been getting better and better at math, and they are not wrong.
They are not wrong.
Wow, Chase, final score. You got 4, but Katie got all 5 right.
Woo!
Unbelievable.
It's Magneto.
It is Magneto. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, making it $380. Chase, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, very not, close,
Not
though.
Today. Not today, but it was close. Yeah.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So, there was a situation yesterday, and turns out that the Trump administration's Defense Department accidentally texted somebody that they didn't mean to. But the good news is they were only war plans and classified information. The bad news is it was not on a secured app. So that's that situation. So things are going great. But we wanted to talk about accidental texts because you know what?
It does happen.
In the Defense Department's
defense,
who hasn't accidentally texted highly classified information in our lives? Maybe it's naked pictures or something like that, you know, to the wrong person. Call or text us 916-909-1065 and tell us about times that this happened to you. Let's start with Kayla. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
All right. So what happened to you? What'd you accidentally text?
I accidentally texted a naughty picture. It was for my husband, but I sent it to my mom on accident.
No, your mom?
My mom.
How bad was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad, but it was still very...
Some boobs?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say something. If I accidentally text my boobs and it goes to my mom, I would say everything's okay.
Yeah. You know? Kayla, thank you so much for calling. Oh boy, this is real bad. Let's talk to Tyla. Good morning, Tyla.
Good morning.
What did you accidentally, first of all, who did you accidentally text?
So I accidentally texted the woman my dad was cheating on my mom with while I was trying to get information from her.
Okay.
I sent a screenshot of our conversation back to her, which I meant to send to my mom.
Yeah.
And my heart was hammering because I didn't want her to, like, immediately freak out on me for taking screenshots. So I very quickly was able to unsend it, and she kept hammering me about it. I told her, don't worry about what I unsent. Just stop being with my dad.
Yeah, I feel like in this scenario, you kind of get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I guess in a situation like that.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, Tyla. Some text messages that we got coming in. One time, I had just gotten a job at a bar in the Embarcadero, San Francisco. I had accidentally texted my brand new boss after a hard day saying, I need a shot and a bong rip. After the day that I had, I meant to send it to my husband.
Okay, well, that's not so bad. We actually got something on Facebook that was sort of similar. It was about she had, let's just call it a bathroom situation.
Oh, no.
The worst kind you can have. And she was, what she thought was texting her friend about it in great graphic detail.
Uh-huh.
Who she was actually texting was the new hiring manager that had hired her for a job the day before.
Oh my God. There's a lot of ones of people texting their boss accidentally.
I have to tell you, I used to have with our old big boss,
yeah,
who was a female, I used to fear this constantly, and I don't know why.
I can understand that because she was probably part of several groups. That's where we get hung up because I feel like if somebody is part of a group text and then you try to side text somebody that's part of the group, that's where we run into trouble, Were you accidentally end up sending it to the whole group or something like that? This is a funny text message we just got to 909-1065. I texted a picture of me biting a cherry seductively to my boss.
Oh, God.
How embarrassing. Oh, this one. I texted my best friend and told him, I can't come out. My parents are being bitches. And when I looked at who I sent it to, I had sent it to my mom. And this was when I was in junior high school.
That is hysterical. We used to go to a chiropractor who was a very conservative person. This was many, many years ago. And I mean, very buttoned up. Super religious. And at the time, I was going to the gym a bunch with my girlfriends, and we're all really working on our butts. Okay. Like, that was the focus of all of our workouts. And I took a picture of myself, thankfully clothed in workout clothes, but it was like from behind so I could like show my girlfriends my butt.
Oh boy.
Sent it to him.
Oh. And he goes, you know, I'm seeing some alignment issues. We should probably work that out.
Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing.
Keep the text messages coming in to the right number. Double check it. 916-909-1065. Nelly on the wake up call. Remember Nelly used to wear a Band-Aid on his face?
I totally forgot about that.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Did we ever find out? I'm going to Google that real fast.
I totally forgot about that.
You know what's funny is, this is how stupid this show is. I had something that I was like fully ready to talk to you about. And then I just like, Nelly. Oh, okay.
Okay, what was it? What?
Okay. No.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Nelly, take this seriously.
Right. Nelly wore a Band-Aid on his face initially after a basketball injury. Stop.
Sorry. You're right.
I refuse to go on until you stop laughing.
Okay. Honestly, I'm going to get seriously.
Honestly.
I'm going to get serious.
Starting over. Okay. Nelly wore a Band-Aid on his face initially after a basketball injury.
Mm-hmm.
But continued to wear it as a tribute to his friend and collaborator, Lavelle Webb, who is serving a prison sentence.
Okay, what? How was this a tribute to his friend?
Great question. First of all, Lavelle Webb was released.
Oh, thank God.
Nelly wore the Band-Aid until Webb was released from prison after 9 years of a 10-year sentence, and he continued to wear it as a symbol of their friendship and Nelly's belief in his innocence.
So was Lavelle there for the basketball accident?
That's a great question.
Like, what made that become the symbol for his friend?
Also a great question. I don't know. He was a member of the St. Lunatics. You remember them.
They were artists?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
They were formed in 1993. They were a group, Nelly, Ali, Murphy Lee, City Spud.
Oh, I remember Murphy Lee. Remember him?
Yeah. Remember City Spud?
Nope.
Oh. And Slow Down.
Okay.
All right. Which
Where's
is
Offset?
He's not in that group.
Okay.
I'm having trouble finding what he went to prison for, which is a little bit of a disappointment. Lavelle Webb is City Spud.
I was thinking, where is Lavelle in this?
Right.
Okay, so City Spud.
And you're not going to hear me say this very often.
What?
Lavelle Webb, better name than City Spud.
First of all, there's nothing wrong with the name Lavelle Webb.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
But there is something wrong with the name
City Spud. City Spud sounds like a children's book about a potato from the farm going to the big city.
What, Gavin? You are reading my mind.
And guess
what? You know what he does?
Where's a panty? It's all come full circle.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I really want to be a stay-at-home dad.
All of a sudden.
Call me naive, but when my wife is out of town And I had to take care of the, no, not had to. I got to take care of the kids the last 2 days. I was lucky enough that I could take 2 days off work so that I could be there for them in the morning. And I loved it. I know that when you're rushing around because you also have to go to work, that creates a lot of stress.
Of course.
Okay, I recognize that. But when you don't, man, I woke up around 6:15, 6:30.
Oh, God, that sounds amazing.
My oldest already goes and takes a shower. And then you wake up the two little ones that keep sleeping. And I decided I'm going to be the kind of dad that just goes, hey.
Okay, yeah.
Little back rub.
Yeah.
And they wake up so cute.
Okay, you are absolutely naive.
And we, you know, we had the clothes pulled out the night before, so they just get dressed or take them to school. And then you have the rest of the day.
Okay, again, we've gone over this before. This is not the first time you've said this. When you have the opportunity to play stay-at-home dad, you still aren't handling all of the responsibilities that a stay-at-home parent would.
That's true.
Because, I think in most households, the stay-at-home parent takes on everything, mm-hmm. so that the working parent doesn't have to. Mm. You still have another parent that is juggling things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So basically, you got to cosplay stay-at-home dad.
Yes.
And the kids never get to see you in the morning. So you waking them up and bringing them to school was such a novelty for them.
They were so excited.
Right.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Ooh, music.
Oh.
Fun dad's here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, uh-oh, is the whipped cream on the pancakes. And blueberries. You got to have some blueberries, too.
That definitely would not last.
You're right about that. You're for sure right. But it's not like I did no domestic duties, though, for the rest of my day. Like, I cleaned out the fridge.
Okay.
Today, cause even though I'm working today, like she's still not back until for a while. I'm going to clean out the pantry. Uh-huh. That's the big one.
Okay.
But like, I've got like my eyes set on like domestic chores that I want to get done and stuff like that.
Okay, now imagine if that was the only thing in your day though.
Oh, I'd be so depressed. I'd look for somebody to talk to.
Right. Well, all your friends are working. You got to go to the park and meet other stay-at-home moms.
I'd look forward to my time at the gym.
Right. Okay. Well, how long are we going to spend there?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Right.
Till school pick up?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, man. You're right. Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want to be a stay-at-home dad, but
I do want to be a stay-at-home mom.
You did?
I do.
You still do?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I will happily sit in my house by myself.
Right. Right. All your friends are there on the TV.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I got a story about a baby animal, and it is going to piss you off, Katie.
How?
Maybe even you too, Kevin.
What?
It might make you cry.
Oh my goodness.
Now it's a happy story.
Okay.
Oh.
But a kayaker in Sweden has gone viral because of the videos that he posts with an otter named Leia.
Aww.
And every single time the kayaker goes out on the water, Leia finds him, gets excited, brings him treats, swims out to his kayak, gets on board, and curls up on his lap.
Oh my God, I'm looking at it.
Why does it happen? Why does this happen? Why is this guy so lucky? Because this kayaker found Leia when Leia was a baby whose mother either died or went missing, abandoned the baby, and he nursed the baby otter back to health.
That literally just gave me chills.
Aww.
And then when Leia, after a year and a half, was old enough, or big enough, healthy enough to be released into the wild, he released her into the wild, but she never forgot her papa.
That's so
and he
cute.
Comes to visit all the time, and she gets excited to see him. And there's all kinds of videos on TikTok.
She brings him presents.
Yeah.
She brought him a little something. God damn it. I want to say, I want to scream the F word so bad. Why doesn't anything happen for me? God.
Are you watching the videos?
Yes.
It's 10 times worse when you watch the videos because.
Oh, she sees him coming from so far away.
She gets so excited. Now, here's the thing.
I would be so scared I'd never see her again.
Well, I was going to say that part because you'd be good at the raising the baby otter part.
Yes.
But you couldn't. You wouldn't get on a kayak.
Remember, I went through a kayaking phase.
I know.
And that ended shortly.
It did end shortly.
It did. But that's not because I won't get on a kayak.
And I'm watching.
I would be bad at the releasing her back to the wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. He pets her under her chin. She loves it.
Oh, she and I'm, went into you know, his kayak.
I have this pulled up. And then, you know how TikTok, when you watch it on a computer, has all these suggested videos on the right? There are so many people who have otters in their lives.
Oh.
Grown otters, baby otters, healthy otters, sick otters, and you get to hold them like a big dog. Because they're bigger than cats. They're bigger than you think. And you get to kiss them.
Oh my God.
You get to kiss them.
I found them.
Oh boy.
Oh, they look so... Oh, God, somebody's feeding it with a bottle, and its tail is wagging.
Why don't we have an otter?
Okay,
I found their TikTok.
Okay, just stop. We live in a river city.
It's true.
Okay. This is closer than we think. We just have to... Kevin, you're a river person!
Yeah, but our river otters are aggressive.
Well, I think otters usually are aggressive.
Yeah. That's why you get them as a baby.
We have to find a baby.
Oh, my God.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we have to start combing the rivers of Sacramento.
Yes.
And we need to bring treats. Oh, God, they love to cuddle.
I know. They're big cuddlers. I'm watching all kinds of videos.
Okay, we bring treats. We got to find out, okay, what exactly is... Gavin.
I know. I'm showing Katie another one where it's a full grown otter and it's a dry otter, which is even better than a wet one.
They are better. Yeah.
They look fluffy AF.
It does feel like you need to give it some sort of body of water, but I can.
Sure.
And they love raw salmon.
Okay, so let's get a baby otter.
Yeah.
We got raw salmon. Raw salmon.
I have it at the ready all the time.
Is that locked?
It's in the fridge every week.
So that counts, right?
No, it's fillets.
Okay. And then what else do we need? A bottle?
Well, that's just if we have a baby that we have to nurse back to health. Ideally, yes.
Would almond milk be okay? Because all I have is almond milk.
We'll give them kitten formula.
Oh.
And I have some.
Oh, great, great. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is...
Google, are pet otters illegal?
Yeah. I am hearing a great plan.
Okay, yeah.
We have a new general manager.
Right.
And I think he'd be okay with this. He's a sensitive soul.
What, Kevin?
Guys, it's not legal in California.
Oh, God.
To have a pet otter.
What is anymore?
They're considered an exotic pet. Okay. Only in California, though.
Okay. It's not going to be our pet. It's going to be our friend.
Yes. I'm so mad.
So, is it illegal to have a friend that's an otter?
I think an otter is a gay term, by the way.
It is?
I think so.
It is?
There's bears. I think there's otters.
Why are they naming gay people animals?
I don't know. Ask the community. It's not my business.
All right. So this is a great plan, and we're going to get ourselves an otter.
Yes.
Gay or not.
Yes.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
He goes all over the internet. He's not afraid to go on a few safaris to find interesting facts to make all of us more interesting with little factoids that he probably should know a little bit more about, honestly. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know it's illegal to own more than 6 sex toys in Texas?
I'm shocked it's legal to own one. Wow. Well, how about that? Now,
why would that be?
Yeah, all laws must come from something.
Mm-hmm.
So why did they create this one, Kevin?
There was an incident in Texas, okay?
All right.
He had a little bit too many sex toys.
Okay.
And he was abusing them. He was harassing people.
Oh.
With them?
Because he thought they were actual toys.
Okay, he was he was playing with them.
He was playing with them.
But not in a sexy way.
No.
Now.
He was playing them in public.
I see. So if he had done that with, and he was probably doing that with like seven of them, and that was too much.
Sword fights happen.
Uh-huh. What a specific number. Like, I don't know. I don't own any, but I also don't own any guns. And I know that there are people out there that have lots of guns. And I guess it's like, well, and I've had conversations with them. I've always had to ask, like, well, what do you need more than one for? And they're like, well, this one does this one, and this one does that. And this is, I guess the same can be true of adult toys.
You know what? I was thinking, why would anybody need that many? But you're right. If they're all providing a different function.
Right.
Then, so who's keeping track?
That's an even better question.
Do you go on a list?
Right.
Is there, like, you have to be registered? Like, when you have
a gun? You have to register each toy.
Huh. Wow. How funny that in Texas, there's a limit on how many adult toys you can have, but not guns. All right. It's Did You Know? What's next?
Did you know a group of owls is called a parliament?
Do you mean Albert or the bird?
Owls.
Doesn't help.
The ones that go hoot hoot.
Okay. they're called a parliament?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
That's so cute.
Like, it does seem like they could all be judges.
Yeah, they seem like they're wearing robes.
Right.
And they're wise.
Right. Isn't it interesting that some birds can be your pets, but, like, if you wanted to have a pet owl, I don't think that's allowed.
It's a good question. Can you have a pet owl?
No.
Why?
They are wild animals that need to hunt to survive.
But again, to Katie's point, that's dumb.
You got it.
Okay, I did just Google it. You can have a pet owl if you, in some states, with a permit.
Which one? Florida?
Doesn't say what state, but I mean, a permit. Okay, wow, a lot of regulation on this, did you know?
Right.
Guns, sex toys, owls. Okay. We are covering basically the trifecta of needs in this country. Okay, so, but here's the problem. Would you want a pet owl? They're nocturnal.
That's true. I mean, I would because it's such a good conversation starter, but I would have to get it on a different sleep schedule.
How would you do that?
I don't know. I can't even get my own kids on one.
Right. That's a good point, too.
And that owl would be in the bed with me.
Yeah.
And I go, it's just easier.
And you were allowed to have and raise a human being with no permit.
That's so true.
So again, to go back once again,
yeah.
In America, we care about owls more than we care about human babies. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the specks on a strawberry are single seeds called... A genus.
Okay.
Are those seeds on the strawberries?
So each one of those is a strawberry seed?
No, it's an echinus seed.
What is that?
I'm going to say, I don't know if those specks on strawberries will grow into strawberries.
Okay.
Why don't you know that?
Will they grow into anything?
I don't think so.
So are they seeds? I don't think they are
they
seeds.
They are seeds. My fact says they're single seeds.
Huh.
So can every seed grow into something?
No, some seeds are dead.
Really?
They're just there.
Like what?
It's kind of like when life hits.
What?
You are out of it today. are you okay?
When the male cells...
Oh.
They miss the female cells.
You mean sperm.
Yes, okay. They're dead.
I see.
Right, so these seeds are dead. They can't grow into anything.
I see what you're saying.
So, thank you. Analogy, right?
So if I take a sunflower seed
right.
and bury it deep in the
right,
earth.
Right, you can't grow
water
it.
It's got to be fertilized somehow.
Yes!
Ew! What a way to look at it! I'm just at a baseball game chewing on a bunch of flower male.
Ew.
Okay, when you put it like that.
You put it like
I
that.
I didn't.
You ruined Texas.
Did
you,
I?
You ruined owls.
Yeah.
And sunflower seeds. Wow. Congratulations, Kevin.
Oh, my fact was on strawberry seeds.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.